Dear brothers and sisters, we were someday in the lap of God before we were sent down here. Ever since we came here, we forgot our home. So by forgetting Him, we are all unhappy. So God sends messengers to guide the child humanity back to God. So the masters are come from time to time, but they are not the monopoly of any sect or religion. They come to guide the child humanity like sun gives light to all the world over. There is no east or west for them. The whole creation is the house of our Father. The earth below and sky overhead. They say they bring a message. What? They say there is God, whom we have forgotten. He is the maker of all universe. He is controlling all universe and permeating all universe. He also controls us in the man body too. So we are all children of the same God. Our souls are of the same essence as that of God. So we are all brothers and sisters in God. As I submitted that we were someday in the lap of God, ever since we are separated from God, we have forgotten Him and engaged in narrow-mindedness and bigotry and schisms. The result was and is that we are unhappy. They tell us that all mankind is one, born with the same privileges from God, born the same way, outer and inner construction the same, two hands, two feet, two eyes, two nostrils, two ears, inner construction the same. They've got stomach, lungs, heart, brain. Every day morning, municipality takes out filth of the body. No high, no low. So they bring two messages. One, there is God. They say they have seen it. And in man body, you can also see. This is a golden opportunity afforded to you. And the other thing they tell us, that all mankind is born with the same privileges of God. So moreover, we all worship some power, called by so many names, and it is also the same. The archers may be many, but the target is the same. So as man, as soul, as worshipper of the same power called by different names, we are only one. This unity exists as man, as soul, and as God whom we worship. This unity we have forgotten. Master come to have this unity realized. So they press that God is not out of this universe. He also resides in the universe. He controls, of course. He is the maker, but he is throughout all creation and still above it. So the result comes that God is love, our souls are of the same essence as that of God, love is innate of soul. They say, as God is the creator and resides in every heart, we should love God, and it is He who made us in the womb of the mother, and as He resides in every heart, we should also love God. So this is the message which they give us. So these masters, when they come, they come at a time when people, out of bigotry and narrow-mindedness, they are on schisms, strifes, they come to reconcile, giving them the right understanding. Guru Nanak came at a time when there were two parties very strong, Hindus and Mohammedans. They came and preached. He said, I am neither a Mohammedan nor a Hindu. Then who you are? Can I see God and Allah is the same whom we worship? Kabir came up. He also said the same thing. I am neither Hindu nor a Mohammedan. I consider both alike. With the same privilege from God. So then they questioned him, all right, if you are neither a Hindu, you are carrying the label of a Hindu, how can you say you are not Hindu? He said, of course, the label is carrying of a Hindu, but I am not, I am something else. He said, what you are, you know, my body is made of five elements, and that power which limits this body, that I am. So he gave out. So we are all reading in the same class. As in class you find men of different denominations reaching in the same class. So we are all wearing different labels of on the bodies. We are all one class reading to reach God. Then he said, how can we see or reach God? Then there is one thing. What? All attachments that we have got with the body are outward things, those should be burnt down and make a ink of it. And with your conscious self, go on writing the name of God, remembrance of God. So these outward attachments only keep us away from God. So this is a very simple thing which they bring to the world. One, where is God? Whom we have forgotten. The other, that all men are alike, and no high, no low. So further thing, what they say, this world, as some considered, that came of its own, some of its own self, as a reaction of matter, he said no. And scientists have now come to the conclusion that the whole world, there is a power controlling all creation, which is conscious. They are coming to that now. So they come to what? To realize people that there is God, and God is love. Love is innate in ourselves, and the way back to God is also through love. So love God, and love all those in which He resides too. So all masters came up, they come to develop this love for God and for all humanity. They bring no new religion, but a religion of love. So all masters who came, they said, Bible says, love thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength. And they say, love thy neighbor as thyself. Those who say, we love God, whom they have not seen, and they hate the world, people at large, they say they are a liar. whom they see, they cannot love them. How can they love God whom they have not seen? So all Master came up, gave out the same thing. 10th Guru of the Sikhs came up. He said, look here, in all the world over, God permitting and all. He exists in all bodies, resides in all bodies. Don't torment anybody. If you torment anybody, the father of the children will, you will have to pay for it. So, other master says, you want to know God, then don't torment anybody, because God resides in every heart. We are, as it were, the limbs of the same father. If one limb aches, the other cannot be at rest. So all masters said, what you say is all creation of the same God. Whether we are having what you say, labels of one religion or another, that makes no difference. There is no heart without it. So if you realize this thing, true father of good God and true brother of man will arise. And you can bring down heaven and earth. So great is man. Man body is the golden opportunity that has been given to us, afforded to us by God, because in man body only we can know God. Vedas say it is a place where God can manifest. So all masters, as they came in the east of the verse, they say, body is the two masks in which he resides. Quran tells us when the man of body was set up, God ordered angels to bow down before him. So great is man, it is next to God. And at all outer temples were made after the model of man body, dome-shaped, Hindu temples. Nose has shaped long churches, forehead shaped masks. They were all made after the model of man, and what they kept, God, when he wished, or one wished to be many, there was vibration, and vibration results in two things, light and sound. God is light and God is sound principle. You find everywhere that, in temples, mosques, churches, and all the other holy places of worship. So which is good and which is bad? All are the models of the man body to show that such like light of God is shining within you, and such like music of the spheres or voice of God is heard within you. So which is the best of all? The Master says the best of all is the human body in which God light is manifest and whose voice is God is reverberating in all man body. So that is why Master said, take heed that the light which is within you is not darkness. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and light on my path. He is wordless. When he came into world, word is the cause of all creation. Word is a light, is a lamp on my feet and light on my path. Guru Nanak says, God is nameless. When it came to being, it is called Naam. Whenever we come in contact with it, we see light of God comparing to thousands of suns rising together. So Master come and look here, your conscious entities, a drop of the ocean of all consciousness. We are truly speaking brothers and sisters in God. So So our true home is where? We are conscious entity. Our true home should be the place where it is all consciousness, the true home of our Father. So masters always tell that man body is the true temple of God in which God resides. Outer Kaaba was raised by Khalifa, was Khalil of Rahman. And this man body made by whom? God Himself in the womb of the mother. In Quran, God says, I am the hidden treasure within you. O man, why don't you find me? Guru Arjan says, Guru Nanak says, that there is a treasure, divinity within you, just have one word for the Master and you will have it. He will give you a demonstration of that. The word Guru means what? Close your eyes, the darkness, you can remove this darkness and make light refulgent, manifest to you. Such a man is called a master, such a man is called guru. So, body is the true temple of God, true church of God, true mosque of God, true Kaaba. All the outer things were made out of the man's body. Guru Nanak says, body is the true temple of God in which the light is fully effulgent. Outer models were made only for the beginners. Just we teach the children by dolls like that, you see, to show such like light is within you and such like voice of God is being heard within you. So as the masters, practical masters I mean, these people got the benefit of it. When they left the scene, naturally the school of thought came into being, the labels of which we are carrying, Hindus, Mohammedans, Christians, Jews and all. The purpose was to keep the teachings of the masters alive. As long as there are practical people, they derive the benefit of it. For want of practical people, we hollowed out our temples, all right, but the seeing of the God within us, that was forgotten. So you'll find as man, as soul, as God whom we worship, we are all one unity already exists. Master come to have this unity realized. So ever since we were separated from God, why we have forgotten God? They tell us the reason. Then the remedy for that. Reason is that ever since we are souls, soul have been under the control of mind. Mind has been under the control of outgoing faculties. Outgoing faculties are driven like anything by the outside enjoyment. It is we who give life to the outgoing faculties, to mind. But we are driven like anything. The whole thing topsy-turvy. Horse is being put before the cart. So the master tell us how to come out of this. You find our body is made of matter. Matter is changing every moment of life. The world around us is also made of matter. That is also changing at the same speed as our body is changing. As we are identified with the body and outside world, two things, Tao changing, appear to be stationary. It is an optical illusion. Just take a case of a boat in which some men are rowing down the stream. Those are one with the boat. They are going down the stream at the same speed the boat is going and the water is going. Men outside on the side of the road, so where, dear friend, you are being rowing down the stream. They look to the water, they look to the boat. What are you telling? We are stationary. It is not haptic. The only remedy, we should come out of the boat. So Master tell us what to do. They say us, look here, you come out of the boat. Know thyself who you are, what you are. You are not the body, you have the body. You are not the intellect, you have got the intellect. You are not the outgoing faculties, you have the outgoing faculties. But all these, the machinery of man, body is run by you. Like a powerhouse which runs the whole factory. Similar, our own self, which is conscious, that elements the whole body. And we are controlled in the body by some power, which is called God. So, Master, come, one thing, it is grand illusion. The other thing, the law of cause and effect is going on. As you sow, so should it be. First we are under a delusion, the other thing is we are under the control of the law of cause and effect. The reason is, ever since we have left God, we have forgotten God, we never dream of going back. We are going round and round and round. So Guru Nanak very clearly says, as long as you do not analyze yourself to rise above body consciousness, you cannot come out of this delusion. The only thing remains now what? To come out of the boat of the man body. So all masters of philosophers who came in the past, they gave out what? Bhaskaracharya tells us the ultimate goal of all knowledge is to know self. Man has got three aspects, you know. It has got physical body, it has got intellect, but is conscious being. We have known so much about physical bodies, we advanced wonderfully. So far as intellect is concerned, we have got so many new inventions. But if we are not known about our own selves, the philosophers say we are fools, we are ignorant. Man body is the highest in creation, we should develop all around. Physically, intellectually, and spiritually. Physically, we know so many paths how this man body can be kept, in health. And outside intellectually, you know, we can hear, see men talking from thousands of minds through radio, television. We can go around the world in hours. We have reached the moon last night also. Another trip taken to moon, you see. We are at other trying to attend other marriage too. With all these in mind, advancing, we are not happy because we have known little or nothing practically our own self, what we are. What so Master said, this one thing, the only remedy is to come out of this delusion or ignorance, or out of this optical illusion is to leave the boat, rise above. Now all Master came from time to time, they preach the same thing. I'm telling you in this way, they said in their own way. Emerson said, tap inside. Christ said, except you be born anew, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. Nicodemus, Jewish head, was a very learned man. He came up, Lord, we are elderly people, how can you re-enter the womb of the mother and be reborn? He says, well, look here, people worship you like anything. You are a very great learned man. Don't you know that spirit is born of the spirit and flesh of the flesh? Then says, you must be reborn. One birth in this man body, the other into the beyond. When you rise above, your whole angle of vision has changed. This very world appears to be all changing. Similar, these very things are raised by rishis of the old. There is a custom among the Hindus, they make children twice born at the age of 5, 7, 9 years old in the old days. Even now that custom prevails. They gave them Gayatri Mantra. Gayatri Mantra means rise above bodies and catch the ray of the sun, be one with the sun. O God, direct our souls to that truth. This is a prayer. And children were given demonstration of rising above physical body and see the sun rise within. That custom still prevails amongst the Hindus. But they give the same mantra, but no demonstration for want of practical people. It is just a process of leaving the body. This is a process of to be reborn. First we must die, then reborn. We should rise up from the physical body above, die this way, rise that way. That is why I said to you, learn to die so that you may begin to live. Saint Plutarch tells us, those who are initiated into the mysteries of the beyond, their soul has the same experience of leaving the body as it has at the time of death. I see you might attend some man dying. What happens? He does not recognize you. You call him, he does not hear you, because his attention will be drawn from the eyes and ears. Ultimately, the eyes are upturned and drops in comes. This is dying this way, rising that way. In actual death, the cerebral cord, which is based on the reactions of the past karmas, that is broken. In this life, to die while alive, that cerebral cord still remains intact, not broken. You have to come back. Prophet Muhammad in Quran says, Mautu ke blantar, learn to die before your death. They came to the Prophet and said, is it a death which leads us to the grave? He said, no. It is such a death that won't lead you to the grave, but it is a death which will lead you from darkness to light. Sun sets this way, rises the other way. They go, you got the man body, go, learn to die and derive the full benefit from your man body. And this all other master Dadu says the same thing in his own language. Die before die, you that everybody has got ultimately. Guru Nanak says, learn to die, learn such a yoga. How to leave the body at will. Then he goes on to say, learn to die 100 times a day. I was in India 3 months back. I am now here. No more there, but here exists, is it not? There is something like that. So for that reason, Maulana Rum, he says, we are in the prison house of the man body. It is locked from all outside. We cannot run away out of it. How to go out? You can make a hole in the roof and go out. So it is what something take cross daily. This is cross. Rise up body, daily. Saint Paul said, I die daily. I am quoting all this to you, the basic teachings of all scriptures, of all masters who came in the West, they have been the same. How to come out of the delusion is to rise above body consciousness. They said, man know thyself, Gnauti Siyatam. Greek philosophers said in their own language, oh man know thyself. Latin class also said the same thing, nasi tipsam. Guru Nanak said, you rise above body consciousness and know yourself, you cannot be out of the delusion. So man know thyself, we generally take it as a level of senses or driving influences, our feelings. It is really a practical self-analysis of rising above body consciousness. Then know yourself, you'll find some power is keeping you in the body. I said, this is my spectacle, I put it off. My spectacle, is it not? This is my watch, I put it off. This is my coat, I can take it off. I say, it is my body. Can you take it off? So this demonstration of how to rise above body consciousness is given by a master the very first day, how to rise. When you rise above body consciousness, your inner eye or third eye or the single eye is opened. Your attention will be drawn from all outside and from the body below. Then what you see, if thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. God is light. Take it that the light which is you is not darkness. So all masters, therefore, gave out, Mala Rum says, O God, send us such like men who can take us out of the box of the man body. Those who rise above body consciousness daily, no sting of death is left. We are afraid of death because we do not know how to leave the body. What will happen to us in the beyond? If now we rise above body consciousness, can traverse into the beyond, then to go beyond is a happy joyful event. This is Swamiji, the latest Mahatma, also gave the same thing. This is how to rise above body consciousness. This will be demonstration given to you by some adept in that way. Guru Nanak, Guru Amar Das, after 70 long years, when he came to the feet of the second master, Sikh master, he came to know, well, these outgoing faculties are to be inverted. And people ask, what is that meant by outgoing faculty should be inverted? Yeah, well, sit down and see. This is practical demonstration. Then what will happen? He says, when your outgoing faculties have been down to the feet of the soul in the body, body will become numb. And your inner eye will open to see the Godhead. Very practical demonstration. So all masters said, so such a master is what is like. His body seems to be working the world, but his soul is the mouthpiece of God. He speaks as inspired by God. He appears to be engaged in worldly affairs like anything, but when he wants, he rises above body consciousness and traverses into the beyond. This is a competency of God. That's the difference between him and every man. So Maharaj Rum said, don't take masters at the outer form, level of the outer form. They have got the same two eyes, you have got the same two eyes. They have got the two hands, so you have got the two hands. Difference in between realization. A man is learned with a PhD degree. The other man has learned it. Auto form is the same. When you remain in contact, you know what he is. So God dwells in the temple of man body, which he has made in the womb of the mother. Of course, he does not reside in temples made by human hands. But he does reside in temples made by him in the womb of the mother. Once I gave a talk in London on my last tour, when I quoted this, God does not reside in temples made by human hands, one bishop arose and he was stubbed. You have thrown atom bomb on all our Christianity. Well, no, this is what the Bible says. Outer models are made with a very noble purpose. We do respect to show that such like light is within you, such like sound is within you. As long as they are practical people, demonstration was given to them by a practical man. For want of them, now we are given every to the outer models only. We respect. They go there, that is for the beginner. But further thing, the models of which these were made, that you forgot. So, Maulana Arun says, those who are awakened people, they look to their own body as the true temple of God. For others who are beginners, for them the outer temples are there, to start with. So you'll find this possibility can only be had in the man body only. It is only in man body that we can realize God. But to realize God, how can we realize? God cannot be known by the outgoing faculties, by the mind or intellect. Mind or intellect can give you some understanding to certain, but not further. So result is, we must know ourselves. Our soul alone can know God. Because being of the same essence as that of God, like knows the like. You light a candle, the flame will go up. The source is at above, sun. You throw a cloud of earth into the air, that will come to the earth because the source is there, earth. If we are just cut off, divided of all outward attachment, body and everything, nothing our soul would like to go to God. So, what is the obstacle that we ask? Master say we have seen God all around. We have also seen in the man body too. Guru Nanak went to Persia. Kajiruddin, he asked him, you are a great saint, you must have seen the house of the God. Can he say, yes, I have seen. What did he do? He described this man body. He said, there are two windows. From above, God asked us to come back home. So these are the things. Now they say, why we can't see, you say, because mind stands between you and God. As I submitted before, we are in the great delusion. Our souls are in control of mind, mind is under control of outgoing faculties, and mind controls the intellect. That how can we know ourselves? We have recourse to only such things which are concerning to these things only. So this is a practical demonstration can be given by a master. Now they come and they have analyzed why mind does not want to leave outside things. Because it is fond of enjoyments. And all enjoyments can boil down to two things, light and sound. Good scenery, good beauty and music. God has given us the same thing within us, more beautiful, more glorious, more enchanting and more bliss-giving. And that is God's expression power, which has got two aspects, light and sun. Physical body, astral body is more beautiful than the physical world. All glory and beauty lies within you. Causal is still more beautiful. Super causal still, all spiritual when you beyond go, the two of whom are the causal result. The two bliss-giving things. So Master say, if you put one foot on your mind, control it, the other step that you take, that will lead you to the house of God. So mind is the one thing that will stand. But how to now control the mind? There are so many methods by outward, following outward practices, by reading, singing, discussions, drawing inferences, with all that, mind still for a while, then again runs away. So this obstacle, you see, can be had only if mind is given more, far more bliss-giving, far more beautiful than the outer nature. And that is within you. God when you wanted, steps of God when you wanted to be many, there is vibration, and vibration results in two things, light and sound. God is light. God is music of the sphere. That is within you. This obstacle can be removed only by means of joining you with the divine melody and light within you. Both the sound current and the light, when you see, you find their bliss, they get mind lease of all outer enjoyment. This way to God is within you. When the world philosophies end, their religion starts. There are 10 doors in the man body. 9 are apparent, 2 of eyes, 2 of ears, 2 of nostrils, mouth, and 2 underneath. These open to the sense world. When you rise up to the seat of the soul in the body, which is at the back of the eyes, there the 10th door is, and now it shall be opened to you. So, Master, what is that? He gives you a demonstration of that. How to withdraw your attention from all outside? How to withdraw from the body below? Just like man dying, his eyes are upturned, that's the seat of soul at the back of the eyes. When you come there, with little thought of his, he gives a way up. It's very difficult. Yogis have taken hundreds of years to rise above body consciousness. With little thought of his way up, you rise above, open the inner eye, see the light of God. So, mind can be controlled only when he gets that bliss. So that bliss, you see, all masters refer to these things. Not one, all. Aristotle told what? That I heard a sound within me which pulled me into a higher spiritual place. Plato had said the same thing. Pythagoras had the same thing. Music of nature of all harmony, absolute truth clothed in light. So similarly, you see, so Aristotle had to say the same thing. Unstuck fire, Sarosha. Veda says so, Buddhist says so. So that is the water of life within each man, which is called by, you know, by whom? That is called the nectar of Nam. That is called Abhi Hayat, water of life, bread of life. So that is within each one of us, but how to have that thing? By rising above body consciousness. Tulsi Saint tells us, a sound from afar is coming down, calling us back to God. Shamas Subraysa says, oh Shamas, hearken thee to the voice of God calling you, unto you within. These are references given in the scriptures, you see, one for all. Inner way is the same for all. Guru Arjun says, what he says, you sent you to the world, he has sent you now man to call back. It's messenger of God. John answered, no man commits unto the Father except to the Son. So my purpose is just placed before you. This is one inner way. That is in man body only we can have it. But we need somebody who can give us a demonstration of that, something to start with. A man comes, gives a very beautiful lecture on the principles of business. But the people who hear them, they have got no money. They must give him some talents. Christ said, he came, owner gave some talent to one man, the other so much homework. So Master gave us something to start with, demonstration of that, and said, don't believe in the words of Master unless you see for your own self what is what, maybe little or more. We have to dwell from there. Where the world philosophy ends, there religion starts. So, this is within each man, which some as a God man, you say, or man in God, With the mouthpiece of God, he gives a demonstration to rise above body. So the company of the saints can be had only through the grace of God. This can be had within us, given by saints. Saints' company can be had only with His grace. And how God sends down grace, descends grace, He sees in each man, says, what this one, my child wants what. If we really after yearning for Him, then learn to meet Him within us, He sees our tender mind, He makes some arrangement to bring you in contact with somewhere where He manifests. And He will, what will do, He won't give from strength out from something outside, He simply directs your attention to withdraw from outside, way up, and the God is there already. In the outer forms of which light in some. So such a person is meant with the grace of God. And what yoga He teaches? There are so many yogas. The Hatha yoga is there, it makes your body fit. Prana yoga is there, you can prolong your life. Bhakti yoga is there, in which you have to make a hypothesis, but you cannot rise into the, what you say, unconditioned state. You may have a dip into that through jnana yoga. So what yoga He teaches, He teaches the yoga of the Sotsham yoga, the natural yoga, the yoga of the attention, which a child, young man or everybody can do. And that is given by Master, what? In little time, short time. Gives a sitting, all right, sit down. See, God working in him, that gives us, of course, we respect him. So the saints bring the same ancient wisdom, no new things. We forget from time to time. So Master has been coming now and then, east and west, to revive that very old world. After the departure of saints, as I told you, we forget their teachings, we forget the reality, and true religion remains back, leads you to bind, and these outer formations come into existence, which are with us today, the labels of which we now carry on our bodies. Each religion has its own history. Six did not exist before 500 years. Mohammedans were not in existence before 1500 years. Christians were not before 2000 years. This is all, right? Buddhists have their own time. So these religions were made with very noble purpose to keep the teachings of the Master alive. As long as their practical people, the people derive the benefit, as time passed on, for want of practical people, the same formations which are raised with very noble purpose result in stagnation, and stagnation results in deterioration. Master again come up and revise the old truth. So inner way is one for all. So how it is revised? God sends men who do this work. Christ said, for I have not spoken myself of myself, but the Father which has sent me. He gave me a commandment, what I should do and what I should speak. They know their purpose, what they have to do, very clear. Guru Nanak said, I cannot, I only speak as inspired by God, inspired by God. Guru Arjuna says, I simply say what He orders me to say. You see the same thing. My doctrine is not mine, but His that sent me. Bible says. Kabir says, I have brought the message of God to you. I am a messenger only. Prophet Muhammad said the same thing. I am the messenger of God. Come to say, there is God. You see? So saints say, we see with our own eyes. They don't say anything from the books. Books bear testimony to it. All masters were unaware. They said the same thing, of course, in their own languages, prevalent at the time. And now the right interpretation of the scriptures can be given by whom? Who has seen the way? If they are only interpreted at the level of intellect, some will say this, some will say that. No definite thing. So Dadu says, I have seen, I say and tell you, there are very few who can bear testimony that what I say is correct. And this is also Christ said, you see. We say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen. How parallel thought you find? All masters say the same thing. So we have got the man body, you see, highest in all creation. This is a golden opportunity that we have got to know God. You see, so long we have been in the man body, ever since we are born, we have also taken the labels of different schools of thought. Let us consider calmly where we stand now. If with the grace of God we have met with some person through whom that grace works, you have been put on the way, then high on. If not, if you are really hunger for that, God desires in every heart. He will make some arrangement to bring you in contact with somewhere where you can be given a contact with it. That's a matter of giving, demonstration, not to wait till you die or years after. So we have got the man body, you see, this is message what the master brings from time to time, message of God, what God is, we have seen, you can see. And He desires in every heart, so we should love God in all humanity. Says master, when they come, they don't touch the outer labels we are carrying our different religions. That's the first step we have taken. Man is a social being. He must have some social body to live in. In the time of Guru Nanak and Kabir, there are only two main parties. Now there are more than 700 religions in the world society. So they don't tuck, come to break but to fulfill, remain. First step is all right. The other thing is to have a true living. That is necessary. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. This first thing is second contact with God. So these are the, by parallel study of scripture you find, and they will be, I mean, you would sit from, by somebody who is adept in that way, through whom God sends grace, then you will also have the same thing within you. So God, true temple of God is this man body we are carrying. To sit in sweet remembrance of God is good. Just cut off your attention from all outside and from your body below. God is all alone. He wants everybody to come all alone, not to bring their bodies as well. Just think of Him for a while, turn your attention to Him. God is bless you. God bless you all. Tomorrow, further talk will be given what these messengers are, what is their function, and how we can derive full benefit from them. That's a common subject for all. Tomorrow, program you might hear. When do you come today? Let us.